USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The COVID Omicron variant surge is starting to decline in some parts of the United States. That's according to CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky. However, she warned that the surge is far from over. During that same COVID briefing, Walensky was asked about the definition of fully vaccinated. She says they are making some smaller changes to their vaccination status guidance.
Right now, we're pivoting our language. We really want to make sure people are up to date. That means if you recently got your second dose, you're not eligible for a booster, you're up to date. If you are eligible for a booster and you haven't gotten it, you're not up to date, and you need to get your booster in order to be up to date.
President Biden spending some time at the White House Friday addressing the Conference of Mayors 90th winter meeting, the president commending them for their service. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There are many things to think about if you are buying a home or refinancing your present one.
Like, what's better, a direct lender or a mortgage broker? We like to think that a direct lender like Fellowship Home Loans is best.
As a direct lender, there is no middleman and endless requests for more documents. This could save you time and impact your terms and rates.
As a direct lender, Fellowship Home Loans can often close your loan in less than 3 weeks. Let's talk about it at 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Regardless of your needs, Fellowship Home Loans wants to be your go-to source for home loans. Talk to a person, not a machine, at 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Home is actually our middle name, Fellowship Home Loans.
Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
On Friday, close to 50,000 pro-life advocates bundled up and took to the National Mall in Washington, D.C. for the 49th annual March for Life. The organization's president, Jeannie Mancini, kicked off the event.
We march today in defense of human rights and to celebrate the dignity and worth of every human life, because equality begins in the womb.
This year's event comes as a conservative majority on the Supreme Court is considering overturning Roe v. Wade.
We know that it has taken a great deal of work from all of you over the past 48 years to bring us to this one moment in time.
That's Republican Congressman Julia Letlow of Louisiana. Hollywood stars taking to social media to pay tribute to comedian Louis Anderson after he died Friday morning. Anderson dying at the age of 68 following a battle with blood cancer. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
A group of Democratic lawmakers in California unveiled a package of bills to create universal health care programs funded by new taxes. One of the new taxes is a 1% payroll tax on wages for California residents earning more than $49,000. The plan will also cover everyone in California, including illegal immigrants. As California continues to raise its taxes, many residents are fed up, including Susan Nash, who with her family left 8 years ago.
8 years ago, we packed up our dairy farm and moved to Tennessee because of regulations, air quality books, bills, and higher taxes just coming out of California. And for them, as a state, to double already a crippling state of people moving out just doesn't make sense. And coming from the agriculture industry, you know, there's $17 billion in agriculture in the San Joaquin Valley that state is giving back to our world. 8% of the food is grown there. And so as an agriculture advocate, I just have to ask, what is the plan for this big billion-dollar budget, and where is the money actually going? They can say health care, but they continue to be financially irresponsible year after year.
Fans of rocker Meat Loaf are reviving a petition to induct the singer into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The singer's family announcing late Thursday on his Facebook page that the Grammy winner died at the age of 74. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.